This is the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The new taint regulations to take effect from December 1st. The Caribbean diaspora in New York is mobilizing relief efforts for Jamaica following Hurricane Melissa. An MOU signed by the Chambers of Commerce of Barbados and Ghana to unlock major investment opportunities between both countries. And a social media personality announces his intention to run as an independent candidate in the next general election. Good morning, I am Tanisha Rockyo. The details to the news just ahead. Motorists across Barbados are being reminded that updated regulations governing vehicle windscreen and window tinting are set to take effect on December 1st, 2025. The new laws are part of government's efforts to enhance road safety and support law enforcement operations. Deputy Chief Licensing Officer Lynette Williams issued a statement reminding vehicle owners about the approaching deadline for compliance with the previously approved standards.
I want to encourage all vehicle owners to pay special attention to the required tint percentages. The driver and front passenger windows should be no less than 25%. The rear windows and rear windscreen no less than 20%. The front windscreen should be no less than 70%. However, the legislation allows for a margin of error of 3 percentage points. I also encourage you to visit the free tint testing sites at Oystens and NCF Car Park to ensure compliance with the tint regulations.
Deputy Chief Licensing Officer Lynette Williams. The moratorium on the new tint law ends this month. The Caribbean diaspora in North America has rallied to support Jamaica following the passage of Hurricane Melissa, which caused significant damage across the island in recent weeks. Relief efforts are being coordinated through a collaborative structure led by regional diplomatic missions. According to Lorenzo Harewood, Consul General of Barbados to New York, told Starcom Network News the initiative is being spearheaded by a collective body comprising consuls general from various jurisdictions operating within New York and surrounding states.
So we met at the Council Core first and foremost, obviously allowing Jamaica to take the lead in terms of the relief efforts. But even though they're taking the lead, we're holding hands with them. So one of the things that we've done is we've helped identify drop-off points, not only across New York, but across the jurisdiction, so that persons can submit the items in alignment to the list that was provided from the government of Jamaica. And then what happens is that logistical support in terms of getting the items from the collection point down to the Jamaican consulate's designated area for shipping. Barbadians have been supporting immensely. The Caribbean has been supporting immensely. And people all across the jurisdiction have been supporting immensely these efforts.
He said the council is reassessing its disaster readiness plans.
So the consulate is now reviewing what it established last year in terms of disaster preparedness protocols. Last night itself, we had a Zoom meeting with hundreds of persons from across the diaspora. Very personally expressed that part of my immediate actions would be looking for a purpose-built vehicle up there in the jurisdiction that is focused on disaster preparedness and disaster response. Allows them to more quickly identify and establish locations within a response framework. Allows us to look at alternative means of resource mobilization.
That's Consul General of Barbados to New York, Lorenzo Harewood. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry says its new partnership with the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry will open major opportunities for Barbadian businesses in West Africa. Speaking during the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding at the BCCI, President Paul Ennis said the agreement clears the way for joint trade missions, business delegations, and exchange programs between the two countries.
This partnership between our chambers will pave the way for joint business missions and exchange programs between Barbados and Ghana, and by extension, open channels for Barbadian companies into West Africa and for Ghanaian and African companies into the Caribbean. This is exactly the kind of concrete outcome we see. A framework for sustained collaboration beyond the conference room so that our businesses continue to engage month after month, so that our businesses continue to partner with our African counterparts, as we see this as part of a broader strategy of South-to-South cooperation and diaspora-led investment, aligning with the African Union agenda of 2063 for a connected global Africa.
BCCI President Paul Innes. Meantime, President of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Stefan Meisen, said Ghana sees significant potential for deeper cooperation with Barbados, stressing that the country offers major opportunities.
There are numerous opportunities between our two countries that we could tap upon. Ghana is a bigger country in comparison to Barbados. That means that the opportunities that we have that we can also bring to Barbados is enormous. Talking about agriculture, talking about mining, fintech, banking, manufacturing and processing. Because we see Barbados as part of us, it is what motivates us to want to bring this to Ghana. Also with the initial flight, the direct flight, of which we have always been advocating, we want to make a promise to you that we are going to work with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and some power brokers in our country to see that this does not become just the one time, but as always.
President of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Stefan Meisen. Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge was among several prominent people to be awarded with the Guba Black Star Award recently. A release from the Central Bank stated Dr. Greenidge was awarded for his contributions as an economist, public servant, and scholar, and whose work continues to inspire policymakers and economists across the diaspora. Other notable awardees were Barbadian Dr. Velma Canterbury, the first black female transplant servant in the United States, and founder of the Virgin Group, Sir Richard Branson. The gala event was attended by President Dame Sandra Mason, King of the Ashanti Kingdom of Ghana, Otufo Osei Tutu II, and Grenada's Prime Minister, Dickon Mitchell. Social media personality Patrick King has announced his intention to run as an independent candidate in the next general election. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Mr. King made the call for Barbadians to be open to new faces and voices in the next election, stressing that fresh leadership is needed to tackle the challenges that the country is facing.
Whenever the next elections are called in this country, their constitution is due in 2027, and I believe that I will offer myself as a candidate independent in the city of Bridgetown. I've lived in Bridgetown for the last 23 years. I frequent the entire area. I know the area in the palm of my hands, similar to that of Christchurch East, where I was in Canvas. I knew and was very familiar with the area. So I have nothing to fear. I put the Almighty God up front, and I will go for it as an independent candidate for myself.
That's prospective independent candidate Patrick King. The Kamala Prasad Bisesar administration says their decision to ban promoters from using facilities managed by the government for their fetes will not affect carnival celebrations. Prime Minister Prasad Bisesar issued the ban after years of complaints of noise pollution by residents who live near state-owned venues, such as the Brian Lara Cricket Academy in the south, as well as the Jean Pierre Complex and the Hazley Crawford Stadium in the north of the island. Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister, Barry Paradaf, said the government will begin consultations with stakeholders to discuss possible alternative locations to host events.
The Attorney General has spoken to us. He's drafting those legislation. And I think what we now need to have is speaking with the Minister of Culture and the promoters to find what are the alternatives. So I think it's really a storm in a teacup, and many of these facilities having been used for fetes and that type of activity, there was an operational cost to it and an upkeep cost, and sometimes one outweighed the other in terms of you receiving less revenue, and in fact you were spending more to upkeep the facility based on the usage and the damage that would have been done.
That's Trinidad and Tobago's minister in the Office of the Prime Minister, Barry Paradaf. Recapping the headlines, the new tint regulations to take effect from December 1st. The Caribbean diaspora in New York is mobilizing relief efforts for Jamaica following Hurricane Melissa. An MOU signed by the Chambers of Commerce of Barbados and Ghana to unlock major investment opportunities between both countries. And a social media personality announces his intention to run as an independent candidate in the next general election. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Tanisha Rockyo. Good morning.
Thank you, Tanisha. The latest from Starcom Network, Inc. was brought to you by Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.